Hey everyone, we're diving into the P2OP collab market and exhibition that happened over in Cape Town on November 16th.
Oh yeah, I saw some stuff about that online. It looked awesome.
Yeah, you sent over some info and it seems like a really cool blend of like art music performances, local vendors, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Double O Beverages. So what makes this event stand out from just, you know, your average market?
Well, it's really like a snapshot of the creative energy in Cape Town right now, and they've curated a really diverse and interesting group of artists.
Yeah, I noticed that in the document you sent over, you highlighted like at Roll Mart, at Donje Adeji, at Ras.Wan, and at Kuta Kwantu. It seems like their styles are all really different though. Was there like a curatorial theme or something that connected their work for this event? That's a great question. I mean, their styles are definitely diverse, but they all kind of engage with contemporary themes in their own unique way.
Mm.
Like, for example, at Roll Mart uses a lot of bold colors and abstract forms to explore identity.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have at Donje Adeji, whose work has this really incredible surrealist quality that comments on, like, social issues.
Wow.
It's like they're all pushing boundaries, but in a way that still feels cohesive.
Interesting. So it's not just like random artists they brought together. It's like a thought out.
Exactly. Yeah. A thought out collection.
Okay, cool. And then you've also got at Amelia Freestyle TV thrown into the mix, which is really cool. A soccer freestyler. Talk about unexpected. Does this kind of like fusion of sport and art speak to a larger trend that you're seeing in like creative events these days?
Absolutely. Yeah. You're right. It is unexpected. But we are seeing more of this kind of blurring of the lines between traditional art forms and performance. This generation of creatives is rejecting being put in a box, you know? They're like, why not blend soccer with visual art? Why not mix music with fashion? And events like Piyuki Collab are providing the perfect platform to showcase this kind of genre-bending creativity.
That totally makes sense. Okay, let's talk music. So you've got at Mixosaways Greece performing live DJ sets by Group Therapy, A Wonk MF Deep, and Udo Catella. It's a pretty diverse lineup. What kind of vibe were they going for with the music?
They definitely curated a sonic journey.
Yeah.
You know, they blended different genres and moods throughout the day. So you've got at Mixosaways Greece bringing that like soulful Afrofuturistic energy, and then DJs like Group Therapy and Awanka, who are known for their eclectic sets that blend house techno and local sounds. It's not just background music. You know,
yeah.
It's an integral part of the experience.
For sure. I'm curious from your perspective as someone who like follows this world, what makes music such a powerful element in these pop-up environments? Is it like creating a sense of community? Or is it more about just enhancing the atmosphere?
It's both, really. I mean, music has this incredible ability to connect people.
Yeah. You know,
and to create a shared experience. Think about it. When you're at a concert or a festival, there's this feeling of collective energy that's amplified by the music. And in a pop-up setting, I think it helps define the space and create a mood. It's not just about selling art or products. It's about creating an immersive experience that engages all the senses.
Yeah, totally. Okay, let's dive into those vendors because there were a lot of them. You had Doc Deasy, STVCK Eid, Afro Grunge, Francis Piercings, New SEN, Solid Modern Classics, Astro Drip Night, and Lagos Nerdkin, and OTZ Home. What stands out to you about these brands that they chose to feature?
Well, it's really fascinating to me that they put such an emphasis on independent and often locally sourced brands.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't your typical mall experience, right? It's a curated selection of creators who are pushing boundaries in fashion design and lifestyle. They've got everything from streetwear to handcrafted jewelry to homeware and even piercing services. I think it really speaks to this growing interest in supporting small businesses and seeking out those unique and ethically made products.
I see that. Yeah, it's like tapping into that desire for something authentic, something that has like a story behind it.
Exactly.
You mentioned ethical considerations. Was there a specific focus on like sustainability or fair trade practices within the event itself?
You know, I don't have specific information about the vendors' individual practices, but the overall ethos of PUP Collab definitely aligns with that growing conscious consumerism movement. The fact that they are highlighting smaller independent brands, I think suggests a commitment to supporting local production and mindful consumption.
Yeah.
And for consumers, it provides an opportunity to actually engage directly with makers, you know, to ask questions about their sourcing and production methods.
That's such a good point. It's that transparency and connection you don't often get when you're just shopping online or at like those larger retailers.
Yeah.
You can actually talk to the person who made the product. It adds a whole other level of meaning to the purchase.
Exactly. It's about fostering a sense of community and shared values. It's interesting to think about how these pop-up events, by showcasing these types of brands, are actually shaping consumer behavior and driving that demand for more ethical and sustainable products.
Yeah, that's a powerful thing. It's like they're creating this microcosm of a more conscious way of consuming.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's not just about the products themselves. It's about creating an environment where people can connect with like-minded individuals, share ideas, and just be inspired by the creativity and passion of others.
Yeah, and speaking of inspiration, they brought in some popular Cape Town content creators at Calms 1D, and at Zurich, I'm guessing they were there to kind of capture the magic and spread the word.
They definitely played a key role in documenting the event and sharing it with a wider audience.
Mm-hmm.
And their involvement just speaks to the power of social media in promoting these kinds of events and reaching a younger, digitally savvy demographic.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's smart marketing. But it's also interesting to me the type of content that they typically create, both at Calms 1D and at Zurich, are known for their like vibrant, energetic style, and they often feature local creatives and businesses. It seems like a perfect fit for the overall vibe of Papi UP Collab.
I agree. They're not just influencers, right? They're storytellers who are really connected to that Cape Town creative scene. And by partnering with them, Piboki UP Collab isn't just promoting the event. They're aligning themselves with a specific aesthetic and a community of creators who share their values.
So it's about more than just getting likes and shares. It's about finding collaborators who understand the essence of the event and can authentically convey that to their audience.
Exactly. And it's about creating content that resonates with people, that makes them feel like they're part of something special.
Okay, we've talked about the artists, the music, the vendors, the influencers, but what about the attendees themselves? What kind of crowd was drawn to PAPP Collab?
Based on all the social media posts and feedback you shared, it seems like they attracted a really diverse crowd of young creative individuals who are interested in art, fashion, music, and supporting local businesses. It's a community of people who are drawn to those authentic, engaging, and inspiring experiences.
And it's cool that they're not just passive consumers either.
Yeah.
They're actively participating in the event, sharing their experiences online, contributing to the overall energy and excitement. It seems like a really cool group of people.
Exactly. It's a two-way street. The attendees are just as much a part of the PEP Collab experience as the creators and organizers. And it's that sense of community and shared passion that makes these events so special.
So it's not just about buying and selling. It's about being a part of something bigger than yourself.
Absolutely. It's about celebrating creativity, connection, and the power of community. It's a reminder that even in a world that's increasingly dominated by online interactions, there's still a very deep human need for these real-life experiences that bring us together and inspire us.
Yeah, and PUP Collab seems to have nailed it.
They definitely did.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll dive deeper into the feedback from attendees and explore the impact of this event on the local community. We're back. Before the break, we were talking about all the energy at the PUP Collab Market and Exhibition. But an event like this isn't just about the day itself, right? What kind of lasting impact did it have on the local community?
Yeah, that's a great point. The feedback from attendees that you sent over was really insightful. And one that stuck out to me was from Caitlin Samira Loggenberg. She's known as @AllThingsSamira online. She praised the event for giving smaller businesses a place to really thrive and also for creating all these networking opportunities across different industries.
Mm.
Did that resonate with you?
It totally did. When you think about it, you've got artists, vendors, musicians, content creators all in one place. It's a real melting pot of creativity. What do you think about the long-term impact of all those connections made at the event? Do you think it goes beyond just a feel-good moment?
Absolutely. Those chance encounters and conversations can spark future collaborations, mentorships, or even brand new business ventures. It's like a ripple effect. Imagine a musician connecting with a fashion designer, and then they end up collaborating on a runway show. Or a local artist getting noticed by a gallery owner who's just browsing the stalls. These types of events can build momentum, a buzz that lasts way beyond that one day.
And it's not just about those individual stories either, right? The fact that PUP Collab was sponsored by 00 Beverages shows that even bigger companies are starting to recognize the value of supporting local talent and investing in community-driven events. What do you think about their involvement?
I think it's a smart move for them. By sponsoring PUP Collab, 00 Beverages is aligning themselves with the creative spirit of Cape Town. They're supporting those local businesses and tapping into a demographic that values authenticity and community engagement. It goes way beyond just traditional advertising. They're becoming part of the story, showing their commitment to something bigger than just their brand.
So it's a win-win situation. 00 Beverages gets to show their support for the community, and the event gets what it needs to thrive. It sends a message about how important it is to invest in local creative communities. Now, I want to step back for a second. The whole idea of pop-up events is so fascinating. It's like they're challenging the traditional way of doing things, popping up in unexpected places and creating these temporary pockets of excitement. Why do you think they've become so popular?
I think it comes down to something pretty basic.
Mm.
Our desire for unique experiences. In a world where we're bombarded with online shopping and mass-produced everything, pop-up events offer something different. They're curated, they're hyper-local, and they create a sense of discovery that you don't get from browsing a website.
It's like they're bringing back that surprise element. You never know what you're going to find at a pop-up event, and that's part of the fun. It's like a treasure hunt for cool new stuff.
Right. And for the people making and selling things, it's a much easier way to get started than opening up a traditional store. They can try things out, build a following, and get direct feedback from customers. It's a much more flexible and experimental approach to business.
So it's a win-win for everyone. Consumers get access to unique products and experiences, and creators get a platform to show off their work and build their brands. But what about the bigger impact on cities and communities? Do you think pop-up events have the power to change the way we interact with our urban spaces?
I do think so. They can bring life to underused spaces, bring people to areas that have been neglected, and foster a sense of community pride. Imagine a vacant storefront suddenly becoming a hub of activity. It breathes new life into a street, creates a gathering place, and makes people think about all the possibilities.
It's like they're reclaiming the streets and turning them into spaces for creativity and connection. And I really like the temporary aspect of it. It keeps things fresh and always changing and allows different communities and creators to shine.
Yeah, it's like a kaleidoscope of experiences constantly shifting and reflecting the dynamic nature of our cities. It's not about building something permanent. It's about embracing that fluidity and adaptability of urban life.
Now I have to ask, are there any downsides to this? Is there a risk that these pop-up events could actually contribute to things like gentrification or push out existing businesses?
That's a valid concern and something communities need to be aware of. When done carefully, pop-up events can work well alongside existing businesses and help build a thriving local economy. But there's always the risk that they could unintentionally lead to gentrification if they end up driving up rents and forcing out longtime residents and businesses.
So it's all about finding that balance, right? Harnessing the energy and creativity of pop-up events while making sure they benefit everyone in the community and don't accidentally contribute to displacement.
Absolutely. It takes open communication, collaboration between everyone involved, and a commitment to inclusive development.
And that brings us right back to the heart of community. These pop-up events, when done right, are all about bringing people together, creating a sense of belonging, and celebrating what makes a place special.
Exactly. They remind us that our cities are more than just concrete and steel. They're these vibrant ecosystems of creativity, connection, and potential.
So for someone listening who maybe has never been to a pop-up event, what's the one thing they shouldn't miss? What's the real essence of the experience they should look for?
I'd say it's the energy, the buzz of excitement, the feeling of discovering something new, the chance to connect with passionate creators and people who share your interests. It's about stepping outside your comfort zone, diving into something different, and embracing the unexpected.
It's like a jolt of energy for your creative side.
Exactly. And you just never know. Maybe a single conversation, a piece of art, or something you find by chance could spark an idea or a connection that changes your life.
I love that. Embrace the serendipity.
Yes. And if you're thinking about putting on your own pop-up event, don't be afraid to try new things, to think differently. What unique skills and passions are there in your community? What stories are waiting to be told? Find your niche, make genuine connections, and create something that reflects the heart and soul of your community.
That's a beautiful way to put it. Big thanks to 00 Beverages for sponsoring this amazing event. And to our listeners, we hope this deep dive into PUP Collab has left you feeling inspired and maybe even a little more connected to the creative energy in your own community.
Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring.
And we are back. It's been awesome talking about PUP Collab.
Yeah, it really has.
It's just so inspiring to see how they bring together local creators and the whole community so well.
Definitely. It shows just how much potential these kinds of pop-up experiences have to make a positive impact that really spreads out.
Absolutely. But before we get too sentimental here, I have a question for you. We've been focusing on the success of this one event, but taking a step back, do you think this whole pop-up trend is sustainable in the long run? Or is it just like a fleeting moment of hype?
That's a great question. I honestly think it's much more than just hype, you know? There's a fundamental shift happening in how people are consuming things and connecting with each other, especially younger generations. Yeah. They're searching for authentic experiences, for a sense of community. And pop-up events, when they're done right, can really deliver on all of that.
Yeah, it's like they're fulfilling a deeper need for something that goes beyond just buying and selling, right?
Exactly. It's about creating a sense of belonging, of shared values. Mm-hmm. It's about those spaces where people can connect on a human level, not just as consumers or producers.
And that's something that will always be relevant. It goes beyond any specific trend.
Absolutely. Human connection is always going to matter. As long as pop-up events keep evolving and adapting to what communities need and want, I think they've got a really bright future.
I think I agree with you. It feels like they're part of this bigger movement towards a more localized and experience-based economy.
And it's so exciting to see how that movement is taking shape in cities all over the world.
Right.
Each community brings something totally unique to the pop-up scene.
So for anyone listening who might be feeling inspired by all of this, what advice would you give them about being a part of pop-up culture, whether that's going to an event or even trying to create one themselves?
Be open to the unexpected. That's what makes these experiences so amazing. You never know what you'll discover, who you'll meet, or what might inspire you.
I love that. Embrace the serendipity.
Exactly. And if you're thinking about putting on your own pop-up event, don't be afraid to get creative and try something new. What unique talents and passions are hiding in your community? What stories are just waiting to be shared? Find your niche, make genuine connections, and create something that truly reflects the heart and soul of your community.
That's such great advice. It's been awesome chatting about Pop UP Collab with you. Thanks again to 00 Beverages for supporting this event. And to everyone listening, we hope this deep dive has sparked some inspiration and maybe even helped you feel a little more connected to the creative spirit in your own community.
It's been a pleasure. Stay curious and keep exploring.